I was mentoring a young man who struggles with chronic homelessness. Never a father figure in his life, and a mother addicted to gambling. It's no wonder he turned to alcohol in the streets at a young age. As we sat together over lunch, sharing a bit of life, I asked about his last alcohol binge that landed him in jail. He said he sold his government-subsidized smartphone in exchange for cash to drink. How much? $50 is the going rate, he said. I've been amazed at this new entitlement that's hit the streets. The old welfare flip phones have been upgraded to smartphones with a data plan. It's obvious the lady who pulls up outside our mission and peddles this new drug is getting paid by commission. I'm trying to help your people, she argues. They're not my people. They're individuals struggling with chronic poverty, and cell phones are far from the real help that's needed. Like most government handouts, rather than improving economic mobility, they instead deepen dependency and isolation even more. Remember, how we do charity matters. This is James Whitford at Watered Gardens, wateredgardens.org.